I'm good whenever you are. Oh, okay, we're good. Never mind.
All right, so episode 10 or 9?
What are Fuck.
Yeah. We hit a milestone, yeah. I think.
Yeah. I was looking at our Spotify rap for this playlist, for this podcast. It's really funny. I don't know why. But yeah, anyways. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Nice to see you or hear you again, or nice to speak to you again.
Yes.
Hello.
This is ride 11, by the way.
Okay.
And yeah, Armand did finally get his Blue Yeti mic, which I have had for a while. So thank you for
listen
finally
to this.
Catching up.
I hope
I don't
this
think
is
anyone wants to hear that.
ASMR? Do people do this with the mic? Like,
no, sorry, no one does.
You should stop doing that.
Anyways, so we're recording at a pretty good time. This is, so for those of you who aren't aware, we are currently recording at 5:30 on Monday, December 16th, I think it is. No, sorry, the 6th, not 16th. What am I talking about? It's the 6th of December. And if you haven't been living under a rock, you will have known that yesterday the Leafs got into a gong show last night, as Austin Matthews so eloquently put it. So if you're a Winnipeg Jets fan, this might not be the episode for you, just because we are Leafs fans, so beware. But
yeah, screw you, say, Jets fans.
We're not gonna go that far, at least not okay, yet. but yeah, so disclaimer, we are Leafs fans. These takes might be biased, but I honestly like, okay, so for those of you who don't know, although sorry, no one really knows, Armand didn't watch the game, or didn't watch the big hot topic things that are going on.
Can I just say a quick thing? So I was not able to get to either of the games this weekend because my really good friend Nithu got engaged to his girlfriend Livia. So love you guys.
Yay.
You guys are my favorite. If you guys ever listen to this, I love you guys forever. But yeah, I was a little occupied with that, so I was not able to catch the games. But it sounds like I've missed quite a bit.
Yeah, so I don't even know where to start with this, man. So a lot of there's hearings involved, there's suspensions involved, there are injuries involved. This game just really got out of hand really quickly.
Yeah.
So first of all, the Leafs lost. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm just gonna say a quick thing because Simon watched. He knows everything here. I just know like the surface level details. Like I know a lot of shit happened between the Leafs and the Jets yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen like suspensions and fines going around. I don't know if Spezza has been given his yet. I've seen a couple videos from Tic Tac Tomar's page on Twitter. And
great follow, by the way.
Yeah, great follow. And that's all I know so far. So I will save my thoughts on that after Simon introduces everything. So yeah. Okay.
I don't even know where to start with this. Okay, anyways, first of all, Leafs lost 6-3. Awful game, and more awful outcome. The stuff that happened, the stuff that's gonna happen. Anyways, okay. So, Leafs fans, let's have a little bit of a talk here, because I think we all need to kind of just take a deep breath and relax. There were a lot of hot takes, a lot of tensions boiled over yesterday on Leafs Twitter. It wasn't very pretty. I kind of went on a bit of a Twitter outburst, so that wasn't too good. But anyways, this all started because of one man. Not one man, a couple different people. Do you know who I'm talking about, Armand?
Yes, I do. Does his name start with a P?
No.
Does his name start with a D?
No. This whole thing started because of my good friend, or not even good friend, Brad Meyer. Do you know who Brad Meyer is?
I do not know who Brad Meyer is.
Brad Meyer was the official that was calling the game yesterday. Do you know which? Okay, so I'll get to this point, my bigger point, and I think a lot of Leafs fans know where I'm going to go with this, because I think this is something that's been circulating on Twitter and everything. A lot. Leafs fans put their super sleuth hats on last night, and we did some digging. So, anyways, this whole thing started with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Austin Matthews. And this game got out of hand very quickly due to the just overall incompetence of the NHL officiating. And I don't think, I think both sides agree with that. Like, that's not a hot take. That's not really negotiable. Dubois and Matthews get 4 minute, they get 2 minutes each, offsetting mm-hmm. roughing penalties. Matthews shouldn't have got two, but that's another issue. Dubois basically mugged him and threw him around the ice. Matthews got a penalty for that. Okay, fine. Whatever. That's NHL officiating for you, I guess. On the ensuing 4-on-4, so this is for people who haven't seen the clip yet. Sandin is carrying the puck over the blue line. He takes a shot. And Neil Pionk is going to make an open ice hit towards Rasmus Sandin. The puck is long gone, by the way. It's like 2 seconds after the puck is shot.
Yep.
Neil Pionk is already committed to making the hit, and he knows that Sandin's moving. Like, he's going around Pionk. Like, he knows, like, I don't want to get hit, so he moves around him. So Neil Pionk, who's trying to get a piece of him, sticks his knee out, and he catches Sandin in the knee. Sandin wouldn't play again the rest of the night. He was done. I'll get to how long he's going to be out after I summarize everything. So, of course, no penalty on the play. Sandin's like literally hobbled back to the bench. He can't put any weight on that skate. If you watch the overhead clip of the bench, Spezza and Tavares are livid, as everyone is, because like, what the hell was that? No penalty there. And then Spezza does something very stupid, goes out and tries to even the score, if you will, and he basically tries to take Pionk's head off as he's falling. And I'm going to say that's a predatory hit. He's having a hearing. He should be suspended for that hit. It's predatory, dangerous. And to be honest, if we're making comparisons, that's actually kind of similar to the hit that Leafs fans are upset with Corey Perry, with him kneeing John Tavares in the head. Except this time it was actually intentional. So that's like, he should get suspended for that. He will get suspended for that, I believe. And then Simmons and Stanley, they hate each other. They kind of fought. Stanley was held back by the official and started like celebrating back to the bench, whatever, loser energy. But yeah, and that's really all that happened. Neil Pionk was suspended 2 games by the Department of Player Safety.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah, so Neil Pionk got 2 games from the Department of Player Safety. I think he's going to lose about $58,000 in salary, which seems soft, but so this is where I'm. Sorry, Jason Spezza still has yet to have his hearing. It's an in-person hearing, so they have the option to give him 5 or more. I don't think that's going to be, I think it's going to probably be tomorrow. I can't remember when it is, but it's over Zoom. I suspect we should have the ruling sooner rather than later. Rasmus Sandin, apparently CJ reported on Overdrive, like, maybe like 10, 15 minutes ago, he's going to be out. I think they said 2 to 3 weeks. So it's not a super serious injury, which is a massive bullet dodged. Because for those of you who are kind of unfamiliar with sports injuries, the main concern with knee hits is a lot of the tendons, ligaments, anything that's in the knee. And I genuinely thought Rasmus Sandin tore his ACL last night, or his MCL, or like any of the ligaments in his knee. Take your pick. So that's great news for the Leafs. Hopefully Sandin gets back to 100% sooner rather than later. But yeah, like, it's just, I'm going to get to a bigger point, but I'll just stop because I've been talking for a bit, so we can just get your thoughts on everything.
Can I just, I'm trying to refresh my memory here a little bit. I remember watching the Leafs versus Jets last year, and Pionk did something similar. Marner was going from the internet, I remember. And Pionk tried to basically run him over, and Marner just dodged the huge hit.
He tried to decapitate him. He stuck his elbow out on an empty net.
Okay.
And like Marner. Yep.
So Pionk is a dirty ass player.
Underrated dirty, but yes.
And he just got 2 games for kneeing.
You see, okay, here's the distinction we have to make. Oh, Jesus. I think the difference is, yes, he made those two dirty plays, and obviously as Leafs fans, those stick out. But I'm not 100% sure about this, but I'm pretty sure he's also never been suspended before. I could be wrong about that. I'm going to go to his Wikipedia.
Okay, fine. I don't think he was suspended either before. I remember he used to play on New York and then got traded, I think, to the Winnipeg Jets.
He was in the Jacob Trouba trade. He traded for Jacob Trouba.
Yeah. Okay, all I know about Neil Pionk is that he's a serviceable defenseman. He's pretty good. He puts up a ton of points, I think, and the Jets really like him.
Yep.
I knew he was dirty. If I saw this game live, I think I would have freaked the fuck out if I saw Neil Pionk hit anyone like that. I'm so glad Sandin is only out for 2-3 weeks. Although I do say that with a little bit of sus attached to it, because I feel like this could be really, really dangerous. And 2-3 weeks sounds like the minimum of what it could actually be. I wouldn't be surprised if he is actually out for like a month just for precautionary reasons. A knee-on-knee collision is basically the worst kind of hit that you can have in hockey, right? That's like easily the most dangerous thing you can have outside of a direct shot to the head, correct? Am I wrong in saying that?
Yep. I don't think so. Okay.
So here we had to take a brief break. Simon had to deal with
something. My internet was very, very bad. My internet's a bad boy.
But yes, I was saying it's basically outside of a shot to the head, a knee-on-knee collision is probably the most dangerous play that you have in hockey.
Yeah.
And I remember last year during the bubble season, or not really the bubble, but I guess the bubble. The North Division season. I think that when the Leafs were playing the Canucks and Edler had a huge hit on Hyman, and that also was knee-on-knee, and that had Hyman out for, I think, a month or something.
It was a while. I think it was an ACL sprain or MCL sprain, one of the two.
Yeah. So this is similar in the way that the play against the Jets was happening. This was 4-on-4, and I think Sandin had cleared the puck long before Hyman had when he was hit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just me off the top of my head right now. I don't have the Hyman clip, but honestly, it looks more dangerous than the Hyman clip. So that's why I'm thinking the 2-3 weeks is minimum. I would not be surprised if he's out for a month. Yep. So for any Leafs fans hearing this right now, if this is maybe a little disheartening for you, but I would keep Sandin out, to be honest, for as long as possible, because that's a very sensitive part of the body, especially for hockey players.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Hull, and you're like first in the league. Almost. So...
Yep.
Abundance of caution here is what I would suggest. The hit itself, garbage. I already told you that. From my understanding now, so I'm catching up live as I'm talking to you guys. So Spezza looks like he's getting the in-person hearing, aka possibly 5 games plus because of retaliation.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I have a problem with that. I'm still trying to process that. I think retaliation, we're trying to take things like this out of the league. We definitely don't want more fighting. And so I get why Spezza is being questioned for 5 games plus right now. Okay, fine, fine. Yeah, I can see why Spezza's in that position where he is right now.
Well, here is my thing, right? And I'm actually really glad you brought up the whole kind of concept of retaliation. Because number one, like I said, off the top of the show, the hit by Spezza was bad. Shouldn't have made that hit.
Oh, it was really bad. Play. It was
really bad. If Pionk's head was up a little more, we're talking about like a straight up like knee to the head, and it literally would have been like the Tavares hit. Like this would have been intentional.
Yeah.
And you don't know, again, people say, oh, the Corey Perry hit was intentional. I personally, even as a Leaf fan, it was not intentional. It's just, it's something that happened. Unfortunate. Like, the Spezza thing would have been intentional. And, like, we don't know what would have happened. Here's the thing, though. And this is where I want to kind of specify something. You said This is done out of retaliation. And I want to, one thing I want to bring up here is, why did Spezza feel the need to have to do that? Why? Why? Because the officials weren't doing their fucking jobs. If you call the like the Pierre-Luc Dubois penalty on Auston Matthews, or you call the Neil Pionk knee, I don't think any of that happens. I don't. Like, or may, or like, okay, or maybe like that, like next time Neil Pionk's on the ice, like Michael Bunting or Wayne Simmonds or Kyle Clifford goes after Neil Pionk. I don't believe that Spezza would actually, Jason Spezza, who I don't think has been suspended in his entire career, goes out and makes that type of play.
Yeah. And Spezza is a million years old. So he's played a ton of games.
Again, I don't know that off the top of my head. There's a chance Jason Spezza might have been suspended before, but I don't think it was for anything that's like that.
Let me check right now. Keep talking.
I'll let you, because I'm about to go on another bit of a, I don't want to say a rant, but there's another point that I want to get to.
Can I just say one thing? I'm looking this up as well. No, I don't think he was suspended, by the way. Okay. I think this might be the first time. So, league, the NHL, I think we had this discussion last episode or two rides ago. That's the new branding that we're going with.
Now. Yes, rides. Join the ride. But yeah, go ahead.
So, NHL, I hope you're proud of your sport and your league right now, because it seems that you like it when shit like this happens, right? Like, I don't think you're really invested into the refereeing aspect of the game. And it seems like you don't really care about the way that the referees really conduct the rules on the ice. They don't call the rule book. Fine, whatever. Hey, positive of this is you get tons of drama. You get players suspended and fined and injured for weeks to months to years, right? Wow, amazing. NHL, you're doing a great job. I think if that's your goal, you're hitting it out of the park right now. I love the fact that you're injuring players and you're getting them out of the game and you're ruining your game. NHL, I'm so proud of you. I love it. If this is what you intend to do, you're doing a fantastic job. You fucking trash league. You're doing amazing. Gary Bettman, you're a piece of shit if you don't address this. Sorry, I just had to say that. I'm so mad. At you. You can continue now.
By the way, if anyone kind of wants a bit more, wants another kind of bit of good insight in terms of where at least Leaf fans are coming from, I was just watching the latest LFR on Steve Dangle's channel. It was actually very, very good. I enjoyed it a lot. I watched it this afternoon just before recording. It helped me calm down a bit. But I brought up recently, or at the beginning, about Brad Meyer. And any Leaf fan, or a lot of Leaf fans, know who Brad Meyer is, because he also officiated one of the Leaf games in recent memory that got really out of hand. Do you know which game I'm talking about?
Ooh, honestly, that could be a number of games.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Game that got out of hand and like suspensions and like I don't say serious consequences, but anyways, it's fine. It was the 2019 game 2 against the Bruins, where Nazem Kadri felt he had to take things into his own hands and do what he did. So for those of you who are new to hockey or haven't watched that game, I'll quickly summarize it for you. Jake DeBrusk and Nazem Kadri don't get along.
Yep.
And they were going at it all night. I'm looking at the penalty sheet right now. They both got 2-minute roughing penalties in the first period. Kadri got a 2-minute penalty for hooking. In the third period, I believe, I think it was Jake DeBrusk, or earlier on in the game or something, Jake DeBrusk threw a knee on Nazem Kadri, and then I think Nazem Kadri like cross-checked him in the face or something. It was a bad cross-check. He got a 5-minute major in a game misconduct, and they didn't have Kadri for the rest of the season. It was the playoffs. So they didn't have him for the rest of the series. They lost the series, of course, And the Brusk went on to basically be one of the, like, I don't want to say the heroes, but one of the bigger players in the series. And the reason I bring that game up is just because if you think about the way both games went, if the officials manage the games with the penalties, which they do, by the way, we've talked about this. If they manage the games and they actually call the book, games don't get out of hand. Because the problem is, when you call it the way they've been calling it, you get into an area where players feel like they have to take things into their own hands, and they basically have to police themselves. That never goes well, ever.
Okay, I think you're missing the point here, and that's the league wants this.
I don't disagree. My point is that's a problem.
That is a problem.
And like, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an ethical problem. That's a human problem. Yeah. Why you would want this, but they want this. Mm-hmm. That's why they're not changing, mm-hmm. right? Like, how many seasons have we talked mm-hmm. about this now, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. 10, 15, 20 years of this happening?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring something else up, though. I'm going to bring something else up because I think there's another party that should be talked about in this. What the fuck is the Players Association doing? Like,
I don't know.
Oh my God. Like, get off your ass. Do something. Like, because, like, what are you going to, like, the safety of the players is being called into question now. And it always been this way. Always.
You do know that nothing's going to happen from here, right?
No.
My gut feeling.
Of course not. Here's what's going to happen. Pionson gets suspended. Spets is going to get suspended. They're going to serve their suspension. Sandin's going to be out, like, probably close, like, a month, month and a half. Who knows? They're going to be cautious with him. He's only, like, 20, 21 or whatever.
Yep.
And then the Jets play the Leafs on, I think it was March 31st. They're going to put Spets in. They're going to put Clifford in. Wouldn't be surprised if Curtis Gabriel gets called up and they're going to go after Pionk. There's going to be a fight. It's going to be Pionk and someone, and then Simmons and Stanley are probably going to fight. And then it's a textbook at this point now. Like, basically they're going to fight. The game's going to end. And then that's going to be the end of it. And it's not going to be the end of it.
You know what's pissing me off right now? I just scrolled down on Twitter. Okay, first of all, Twitter is not good. If you're already mad, you should not be on Twitter. But
yeah, that was me last night. That was not good.
Winnipeg Jets, 17 hours ago. Victory! Logan Stanley earns the helmet for his epic celebration as the NHL Jets beat down on the Leafs 6-3.
Don't read the caption in the video, by the way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This seems so insensitive.
Here's the thing. Insensitive, yeah. I don't know about insensitive, because, like, I don't think there are a lot of people like, oh my God, Rasmus Sandin's hurt, yada, yada, yada. I think people are just like, what the fuck are these guys doing? If you actually go into the video and watch the video, there's a caption that says, like, what feels better than, like nothing's better than beating the Leafs. Like, really? Anyways, I have my own thoughts on it. I'm not gonna bother going on a rant on this today. Maybe I will in the future. But what I will say is, though, first of all, I hope Sandin's okay. I hope he makes a full recovery. I think he will. He's young. But man, I'm at a loss. Once again, I'm at a loss. Like, we literally talked about officiating 2 episodes ago, and here we are again. Right? Oh my God.
I know.
Or 2 rides ago, rather. Sorry, not episodes. But, like, here's my thing. And I kind of felt this way about, okay, so this is more of a Twitter thing. Because, like, after the Leafs lost to the Wild, I don't know, like, the Leafs had a really nice weekend playing 2 basically irrelevant franchises in terms of NHL success in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the same stupid thing where it's like, the Wild really got me, because I never see Wild fans chirping Leafs fans on Twitter. It was really weird night. And I can't remember who put out the tweet. Basically, there a lot of Wild fans were like, oh yeah, 50 years of losing, we'll do that too, or whatever. Like it's basically calling out Leafs fans for, like, thinking we're, like, delusional because we've been losing for 50 years or whatever. And, like, Jets, same things with the Jets fans last night. It's like, oh, you guys haven't won shit. You guys, like, But my question is, what the fuck have the Winnipeg Jets or the Minnesota Wild won in the last little bit? Asking for a friend.
Nothing.
The Winnipeg Jets won the honor of moving to Atlanta. That's what they won. The Minnesota Wild have won 4 playoff series since moving to Minnesota in 2001. They've won 4. No cups, 4 round wins.
Yeah.
Respect your elders.
The more I'm thinking about respect your elders. Good one. The more I'm thinking about this is I think the Jets, they're, and honestly, this is for a lot of teams, probably a lot of Canadian teams, is whenever they play the Leafs and they win, that is their Stanley Cup. The Leafs are the team to hate in the league. They are the New York Yankees. They are the Houston Dallas Astros. Yep. They're the Dallas Cowboys. You want to beat this team badly because they have the most media coverage. They have the most fans. They have the most everything. They have the most money. And so you want to beat them. If you can't win any other games that year, you want that game to be won by your team. And so I can see why Jets fans are like, yeah, oh my God, we won. I see this meme under the same video from the Winnipeg Jets about them winning 6-3.
Is it the one with the guy on the stuff with the champagne?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love that meme, yeah, by the way.
That's a really good meme.
We beat the Leafs. And then he's like biting the coin and everything, the metal. And then you zoom out and he's like 10th place behind Vegas, Detroit, Anaheim, Edmonton, blah, blah, blah.
Do you Leafs fans are gonna know exactly where I'm going with this if you're on Twitter. Are you familiar with Jesse Pollock?
Yes. Oh, okay. So
Jesse Pollock is a Winnipeg. Sorry, he works for TSN. He's part of the Bar Down team. Not my favorite person in the world, but that's okay. Did you see the tweet he put out last night?
I did not. But what's up?
So. The one thing I don't think I talked about is Wayne Simmonds at the end of the game last night went after Logan Stanley because I guess they were jawing basically and they get a good chunk of the night, or at least after the thing with Sandin. Simmonds, like after his 10-minute misconduct, Keith puts him on the ice. And I guess Stanley's on the ice because there's a stoppage in play and like Simmonds makes a beeline for Stan. Like he goes right for him. And if you saw like they were jawing, like right before Simmonds got his 10-minute misconduct, he and Stanley were like jawing the whole time. I mean, and then like Simmonds goes for Stanley, he drops his glove. I don't know if Logan Stanley did. Basically, the officials get in between them, and Simmonds' kid doesn't really get an opportunity to throw any bombs or anything. And then there wasn't really a fight, and Stanley goes off the ice as if he's like celebrating, like yeah, woo or whatever, like. Anyways, and then Jesse Pollock last night puts out, it's a video clip. It's of Logan Stanley going off the ice, almost like he's raising it, like he's got his arms in the air, like trying to hype up the crowd. And the caption is, "This is one of the most legendary moments in hashtag NHL Jets history. Logan Stanley is the coolest." Legendary moments in Jets history.
Okay.
Again, like if you feel that way, good for you. But if that's the case, I think that's sad.
It's
you're pathetic. Literally tripping your own team at that point. Like you don't have any other prouder moments than that. Anyways, I'm trying not to be like ha, you're what a loser. Because honestly, everything aside, I thought the Jets played a really good hockey game. Ehlers looked really good. Scheife looked really good. Pierre-Luc Dubois, who I'm not a fan of, scored a really nice goal. They looked great outside of Connor Hellebuyck, but that's a story for another day. But like after everything that happened last night, I just got sick to my stomach, as I mentioned before. Like it just I don't know. I'm glad the game's over. I'm hoping everything's gonna be okay and everything kind of moves. We can kind of move past everything once Sandin gets back and the suspensions are dealt out, but like the fact this keeps happening is just it's messed up.
Yeah, I'm still scrolling Twitter right now. If anyone has a problem with how Matthews retaliated, you need to shut up right now because Matthews is 6'3", 220 pounds. he's not using his body because he knows that he can score the shit out of you. He does not need to hit you in order to prove a point, although he can if he wants to. So don't fuck with him. I'm just letting you know.
My thing is here's my thing. Okay, so as usual, there's a divide with the players' reactions last night, like Matthews not fighting Dubois or whatever, like Tavares not going after Pionk or whatever. I didn't really see that, but basically the Leafs need to stand up for themselves. I mean, you can feel that way, except I think what I would like people to kind of understand is that, like, if let's just say, like, okay, I'm going to use an example here. Connor McDavid is currently, and you may know where I'm going with this, maybe not. Connor McDavid is the best player on the planet. Like, he's the best player on the planet. In his draft year, he was really small. People were like, how is he going to stick up for himself? Like, he's, like, super talented. Don't get me wrong. But, like, he needs to, like, I'm not, like, he needs to stick up for himself. Like, he needs to, like, learn to, like, take care of himself. So he did. Playing for the Erie Otters, I think it was against the Mississauga Steelheads. I don't know how I remember that. But he got into a fight, and Connor McDavid broke his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me if Neil Pionk goes out and takes out Sandin, which, again, I get it's dirty, you want Austin Matthews to go out and fight Neil Pionk. If you break his hand, I know, like, if he breaks his hand, you know what the narrative is going to be. He never should have done that. He never should, I think as a fan base, we just kind of need to shut the fuck up about that narrative, because you're never going to win that narrative. Like you're never going to win. It's literally what if.
Okay, let me say this thing. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a Leafs fan, whether you're a Jets fan, I think your mm-hmm. reaction to the game, whatever it is, mm-hmm. there is mm-hmm. one thing that binds us all together. We can all agree NHL referee.
Passion that unites us all.
Is hot garbage. Yes, that is the passion that unites us all. That was the name of our ride 2 days ago, or sorry, two rides ago. NHL refereeing is hot garbage. But just know that whatever team you support, you cannot take the stance that your star player should get involved in any sort of conflict with another player. You don't want that in the league. You want the league to showcase the stars. You want more scoring. You want the best players on the mm-hmm. ice all the time. If you have them out of the game sucks. The game goes down in value and the league loses money. And we don't want that. We want the sport to prosper. The league doesn't care, obviously. That's why they have no process in place but to make sure the referees are doing their job. But as the fans, all we can do is constantly remind each other and the league that they're doing a trash, garbage, piece of shit job in refereeing their league. That's the best that we can do. That's the only thing that we can do at this point. So instead of conflicting around the idea that whether or not a star player should get involved in a fight, we have to understand that it's a lose-lose situation. The star player should never have to be going through this shit. And if they are, they should never they should never be put in that position. And if they are and they break their hand, that's really, really bad. So what we can do instead is, I'm going to start this because we currently have an outlet. Remind yourself every day, the league is trash for refereeing. So I'm going to start this now, and let's see how many rides I can continue doing this. But I'm going to make a comment. I'm going to try my very best to make a comment after every single ride. Hey, daily reminder, the NHL refereeing is hot garbage. It's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep saying that every single ride until any significant change in NHL refereeing happens. Because you know what?
Hey,
that's the only thing I can do as a fan of this dog shit league.
Well, not necessarily. Because I'm going to tell you what I actually... I told myself what I was going to do. Because I have something I'm doing. Okay. So we talk about the NHL. We talk about Toronto. What's the number one thing that people talk about Toronto? Like... the fans and the money. It's the biggest money maker. Again, I don't know how long it's gonna last, if at all, but like, I know me personally, like I'm finding it more and more difficult to like spend money on this league. Because again, if I'm being honest, I got anyone who knows me, I'm above the average consumer for in terms of how much spending money on the league, whether it's tickets, fan merchandise, whatever it is, just like basically yeah. content that or just stuff that brings the league money. I'm kind of over that, to be honest. I'm gonna watch the games. Don't get me wrong. I don't even know if I will, to be honest with you. I haven't watched many last little bit. Like I watched the third period yesterday to take a break from studying for my exams, but like generally speaking, like I'm kind of like, I will never say I'm never going to watch an NHL game again, because I know that's just plain ignorant. Like it's not at that point I'm punishing myself. Like it's not like something I want to do, but like I don't know, like I don't, like I'm probably not going to be like running out to go get the next Leafs jersey, yeah. or running out to go get like tickets or anything. Like, and I think that as fans is the one major thing we can do is like, they are a business and they need money. So as a fan, at least I'm going to be a lot more kind of conscious of the money I'm spending on this league, because why the fuck should I spend more? The shit they put their players through and their fans through, like why the fuck am I spending more money on this league?
Yep. Feel free to do that as well. I think that could make a statement. I mean, okay, but in the grand scheme of things,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing that matters more to any league than money, than any business than money.
No doubt.
And so whether you choose to retaliate through the form of just not spending money on the game or the league, mm-hmm. or you just raise some conversation over and over again, just know that you still have a power as the fan in order to make a difference. And you're the only reason why the league would make any change. So I'm going to continue mm-hmm. having these conversations on my Twitter. I'm going to have this conversation once a fucking episode, once a ride, saying the league is garbage for refereeing. The league's refereeing is trash. I'm going to say that over and over again until something happens.
Good.
I'll see if anything happens. I don't know. But I'm just going to remind anyone listening to this right now over and over again that that's what it is. And hopefully this makes it to a league executive. I don't know. But
mm-hmm.
if any league executive ever hears this, right now your league is fourth, right? At best. You got basketball, baseball, you got football, and I'd argue MLS. Okay, maybe not MLS, but you're fourth in North American mm-hmm. sports. So you're already having trouble finding fans. And right now you are detaching your current fan base from the game.
Mm-hmm.
You are treating them like shit. And mm-hmm. what can you expect in return? Being treated like shit. Yep. So don't be surprised that your ticket sales are going down over a year.
Yep. Well, yeah, like, it's kind of interesting because like, we talked about this recently with attendance being down like across the league. It's not just like one or two teams, like they're down across the league. And again, part of the big reason, that's just the pandemic. People are still recovering yeah. financially, and like, but like, again, a big I'm genuinely curious to know, because I don't know off the top of my head, but like, how many of those people are people who've canceled their season tickets?
Yes.
Now granted, there are people, especially for the Leafs, who have like a wait list, and like they'll instantly accept the opportunity to get Leafs season tickets, because for a lot of people they just sell their ticket and they make money off them, which is smart. Again, I blame them for doing that, but I just wonder in terms of like this declining fan attendance, that this is going to be a trend that we see for a while, or if it's just something that's just for the short term. But I just get a feeling that until things change, and I don't know when or if they will, things aren't going to get better.
I don't expect them to get better anytime soon. This will take years and years of effort, of discussion, of just talking about NHL refereeing for there to be any difference. I thought there was going to be some mm-hmm. reform after last season. I remember there were so many instances of just refereeing being really, really bad. We had the whole situation with the referee from the Detroit and Nashville game, I think. We already went through that last episode, but
yep.
nothing happened after that. So I don't expect anything mm-hmm. to happen after this game either. So NHL, you suck. Your refereeing is trash. You're a piece of shit.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to quickly move on to another topic now, just in the last 5 minutes that we have here.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say about that, though?
This league fucking sucks. That's one.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
100,000.
That's all I got.
Billion percent.
That's all I got.
In the same vein as this, Brad Marchand was suspended 3 games for slew footing. Okay, here's where I'm going to deviate a little bit from the conversation we were just having. Brad Marchand is a rat, and we all know that. If you're a fan of any team and Brad Marchand is playing against you, you have hatred towards him. However, if he's on your team, you would love the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his 7th suspension in 13 years. And he was only given 3 games. So now this is where the league probably thinks, oh, you know, it's 13 years, 7 suspensions. That's a long time, right? I have a huge problem with that in the sense that I don't think time should ever be an issue. Time should never be a factor in this sort of circumstance where you're giving a player punishment for doing something that is illegal in the league. Why are you factoring in how long he's played in the league? Some players are just fortunate enough to have a longer career than others. Why do you think that that should be in his benefit to give him fewer games than what I think and many people think he deserves?
Mm-hmm.
Suspended 3 games for slew footing. He's done the same thing in 2011 against Penguins at the time, defenseman Matt Niskanen. He did the same thing in New York against Broussard. And now he did the exact same thing against OEL. His most recent suspension was 5 games in January 2018 for elbowing. So the league's thinking, oh, it's been like almost 4 years now. Guy's okay. If that's what you're thinking, you're trash. Refereeing, Department of Player Safety, NHLPA, you're not doing your job. I hope you're having fun being lazy, twiddling your thumbs. But eventually, the money's coming for you. The league's one day going to realize they're running out of money and your ass is going to be on the line. So you better fucking do your job now.
How many games does Nazem Kadri get for that exact same play?
Nazem Kadri, I just broke news. He's been suspended 500 games for...
Oh, I thought you were serious. Like, dude, what the fuck? Okay. No, but yeah, like, no, granted... circumstances are different because Kadri was suspended last year, so he in the eyes of the league he is a repeat offender, but like that word that means fucking nothing to me now just because they have a timeline. Like, if you're putting a timeline on it, whether you're a repeat offender or not really doesn't mean if you're a repeat offender or not. If you're a repeat offender, it literally means you've done stuff before. But the NHL, it's if you've done stuff before within a period of time. I don't get what we're doing here.
Lazy. They are lazy in terms of the refereeing, in terms of their Department of Player Safety. They don't care. Like, people are going to watch the league anyway, right? People like us, we're still going to watch the Leafs.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't care. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You keep saying that, you bitch. Panarin was fined $5,000 for throwing a glove at Marchand. That's funny. I also wanted to talk about Matt Murray, but I'm going to get into that next episode now. That guy's had a wacky career, and he's only been in the league for like 6 years. So...
he has got 3 cups or 2 cups or whatever.
Yeah, 2-time Stanley Cup champion who's now playing on the Belleville Senators. So if you want to see a 2-time Stanley Cup champion play games, all you have to do is drive like 2-3 hours outside of Toronto and there you can see him. That's wild.
That is wild. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna put a pin in this here because I want to leave some good content for our Wednesday show. But yeah,
there's no good content with this stupid league.
There is no good content. This league sucks. The sport I love, I will never ever stop watching hockey. Yeah. But this, if there was any other league right now that just decided, yeah, you know what, we could do a better job than the NHL in terms of XYZ, I'd give them a chance right away. I'd like take my damn money. Anything but the NHL.
That? Yeah, man.
You want to start a league? Let's start a league.
Yo, shit. The there's a league, I think it was called the Pro Hockey Association or something like that, like the PWA or something, or the PHA. I can't remember. It's something that was competitors with the NHL. We need to bring that back.
They need some competition. Like, it's like when any business product becomes too big and they've monopolized the market, they have no incentive for change. And it doesn't matter how many times the fans or the purchasers of that product or the customers complain about that product. If they're the only product that's being bought, they're not going to change anything because they know it's going to continue being bought. There's no other league right now that can compete with the NHL.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that there's ever going to be, but it'd be nice to have some competition there.
Just
for some change to happen.
Switzerland. Yeah.
It's not going to happen though, but I mean,
move the NHL to Switzerland. I don't even care at this point.
Anyway, okay, let's stop there. The league, NHL, you suck. And that's it.